And if you have your Bible tonight, turn to Romans chapter 16. Romans chapter 16. We'll begin reading tonight at verse 25. Verse 25. The Bible says, "Now to him that is of power to establish you according to my gospel and the preaching of Jesus Christ, according to the revelation of the mystery which was kept secret since the world began, but now is made manifest, and by the scriptures of the prophets, according to the commandment of the everlasting God, made known to all nations for the obedience of faith. To God only wise be glory through Jesus Christ forever. Amen." I want to preach just a little bit tonight, if God will be my help on this thought, if the Lord will help me. Building on the foundation. As we look at this tonight and we see as an intro here that Paul's speaking here of a foundation. In verse 25 through 27, he's preparing to declare the revealing of the mystery from God. Amen. Now, do you hear what I said? I didn't say mystery of God. I said the mystery from God. Amen. He's done laid it out. He's put it out here for us to see. And he said there's something we got to do. He said we've come to a point, but it's time to go further. Amen. I believe a whole lot of us, we've come to a point, but it's time to go further. Amen. It's time to press on for the God, a good God of glory. In Psalms 11 and 3, the psalmist says, "If the foundations be destroyed, what can the righteous do, or what shall the righteous do?" Amen. They said the answer is we can do nothing if the foundation's destroyed. But I want to say on the authority of God tonight that we have a firm foundation. We have a foundation that cannot be destroyed. Amen. When we have a foundation of the Lord Jesus Christ, if we build on any other thing other than the Lord Jesus Christ, it's shifting sand. Yeah, amen. It'll not stand. But praise God, if we build on the Lord Jesus Christ, amen, we can build firmly. Amen. So we can have more than just a foundation, more than just a starting point. See, that's what God wants today. He wants to give us more. He wants to be more than just a starting point. Amen. He wants to be the point, praise God, where we leap off into glory for His glory. Amen. Praise God. He wants to help us tonight, but He said those things that's kept secret from the beginning. Praise God. He wants to share with us today, and help us to continue to build and press on and press forward, amen, to be that God wants us to be for His glory, amen. He said He wants to establish us. He said, "Now to Him that is of power to establish you according to the gospel," amen. That establish, He wants to establish you. He wants to take that foundation, amen. And now you've got to remember that Paul's writing to believers. He's not writing to lost people. He's writing to believers, and he's trying to point them, amen, to get them to motivated here in the last part, to get to realize that they're on the foundation. The foundation, sure, it's not shifting, it's not unstable, but it's sure, praise God. And he said, now it's time to build. Amen. Amen. I want to say we're standing on a firm foundation today, and it's just time for us to build. Amen. I got to counsel with quite a few folks here lately, and what we're trying to help them to do is just build a foundation. And you got people that's dealing with other people, and these other people don't want to try to do right, don't want to try to get help, and say, "I can't help them, they can't help them, but I can take the Word of God and show them how God can help them to be what God have them to be." I told a person today that you may be the only Bible they ever read. Amen. So what I have to do, what you have to do, is establish ourselves upon a foundation, amen, and just go further than we are right now. I get tired of the status quo, amen. I don't want to just come to church and have church every time I preach. I want to get just a little further on. I want to grow just a little bit more every day. Every time I go to my study, I say, "Lord, please help me. Grow me just a little closer. Grow me. Take me just a little farther than what I am right now." And guess what? It's working. He's a helping me. But he said, establish on the foundation, writing to the believers. Look back at Romans chapter 6. Romans chapter 6 and verse 17. Romans 6 and 17. The Bible says, "But God be thanked that ye were the servants of sin." That's where we all were. For all sin comes short of the glory of God. He said, you were the servants of sin, but you have obeyed from the heart that form of doctrine which was delivered you. That word, that doctrine, you remember what we said doctrine was? That's biblical instruction. That's biblical teaching. Amen. There's a lot of preachers nowadays saying, well, Brother Dean, they say, well, you know, I don't believe in preaching doctrine. Well, if they don't preach doctrine, they ain't preaching. Amen. Biblical instruction is what we should be giving. And if we're not, it's just a fairy tale. Amen. Glory to God. But I'm glad this is real. Amen. He said, God saved you. He said, you're the servants of sin, but you have obeyed from the heart that form of doctrine which was delivered to you. But now watch verse 18. He said, but being then made free from sin, you became the servants of what? Righteousness. So he said, being freed from this sin, he said, obeying from the heart, praise God, you became servants of righteousness. But now he said, before you was the servant of sin. I want to say, praise God, when something as big as the Holy Ghost of God moves in your heart, when you get saved, He changes us. We don't continue. I don't believe you can continue the way you're going. Because the Holy Ghost of God will convict you and He'll point you, amen, He'll point those things out to you and help you to change them. Amen. If we'll just listen to Him, if we'll heed to the sweet Spirit of God. Amen. So we see He's talking to these believers, amen. Right here He said there's something that He's not referring to. He's not referring to the witness of the law and the prophets. Amen. Why? Because that's a thing of the past. Amen. It's done happened. Look at Romans chapter 3. Romans chapter 3 and verse 21. He says, but now the righteousness of God without the law is manifested, being witnessed by the law and the prophets. Even the righteousness of God, which is by faith of Jesus Christ unto all and upon all them that believe, for there is no difference. For all have sinned and come short of the glory of God, being justified freely by His grace through the redemption that is in Christ Jesus. Amen. So he said that, he said, what's happened? He said, going past salvation. He said, amen, going past and going beyond salvation, amen, to get to where God wants us to be right now. He says, my gospel preaching of Jesus Christ according to revelation of the mystery. Now the second part explains, amen, characterizes the first part. Amen. He said, Jesus according to the revelation of the mystery. The revealing of the mystery, praise God. He said it points back the last part points back to the gospel, praise God, that was presented of the Lord Jesus Christ, that our foundation is sure. Our foundation is steadfast. Amen. Our foundation never changes. Amen. Now there's a lot of religions in the world, their foundation's constantly shifting. They're constantly having to do different things, amen, to stay on the foundation. But I will say, glory be to God, I know my foundation and my foundation sure. Amen. Amen. It's sure and it's in the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. But what Paul tells us here, he said, we gotta move on. More than just the foundation, praise God. He said, we've got to build on it. You know, you can take and go out and you can dig a foundation, you pour a foundation. And it can have rebar in it, it can be measured, it can be square, it can be perfect. But if you never put nothing on it, it's just a foundation. Amen? It's just a foundation. But he said we need more than just the foundation. See, he talks to the Corinthians in 1 Corinthians chapter 3. And he tells the people, the youngins in 1 Corinthians chapter 3. He said, brethren, could not speak unto you as unto spiritual, but as unto carnal, even as unto babes in Christ. That's what Brother Rex was talking about a while ago. He said, they're just little babies in Christ and they choose to stay there. He said, I have fed you with milk and not with meat, for hitherto, or up to now, you were not able to bear it. Neither yet now are ye able. So he said, I wanted to give you more, but praise God, you're just babes. You're not ready to take, you're not wanting any more. Newsflash, God will give you as much as you want. When it comes to Him, the knowledge of Him, the wisdom of Him, the unction from Him, the love of Him, praise God, He'll give you as much as we want, but we don't want enough. Amen. We ought to be like an entrepreneur when he begins to build and begins to build a city, praise God. He don't start out and say, well, I'm just going to build these two little buildings and I'm going to quit there. No, he builds those two little buildings and he sells them and he builds a few more, praise God, and he just keeps building because in his mind ain't just a couple of little buildings, but it's a city. Amen. I will say, praise God, if we get out of our mind just a few little buildings, dwelling places down here and get to looking for a city. Amen. Which hath foundations, whose builder maker's God, praise God. It'd get us on, it'd be more of a foundation. Amen. Building upon that he'd have us have. So he's saying to the Corinthians here, he said, you're babes and you're not full grown. He said, we need to grow up. We need to be growing. Amen. So it's not about us coming to church and sitting here and being here because we're supposed to. We come to church and we get in and we grow and we learn because we want to. Because we need to. Amen. Because we want to be full grown in the Lord. Amen. He said, not like these little babes who's not full grown. See, it was preaching Jesus Christ and Him crucified. Amen. That's where they were at. But I want to say it's bigger than this. It's a higher and a more heavenly truth Paul's trying to tell us about. He said it's about Christ and Him glorified. Amen. Proceeds. He said we gotta build. It's more than a foundation. Praise God. It's a foundation to build upon to bring us up higher. He never intended to get saved and stay way down here. He intended to save us, praise God, and move us up higher. Amen. Remember the old sitcom, George Jefferson, moving on up. Amen. That's what we ought to be doing as children of God. Amen. We ought to be moving on up, getting closer to Him, knowing Him more, knowing what He expects, knowing what He expects of us, knowing what He desires for us, knowing what He has for us, and getting more excited about it every day. Amen. But I'm afraid the old devil comes along by the time we start getting excited and he'll throw us a curve and we'll get the molly grubs and we'll fall by the wayside for a while. Amen? And that's what little children do. What they do, they sull off in the corner for a while and they pout. Amen? Till they get over it and then when they come out, they can't even remember what they're pouting about. Amen? But praise God, we oughtn't to pout, praise God. We ought to come out with a shout and say, glory be to God, Jesus brought me through. We're going to press on for Him. That foundation, sure, praise God. No matter what the devil does, no matter what I go through in this world, no matter what this flesh has to endure, praise God, the Lord's still God. Amen. The foundation's still sure. And said we can build on that foundation. Amen. Not just the Lord Jesus Christ and Him crucified, but the Lord Jesus Christ, my Savior, and Him glorified. Amen. He's sitting at the right hand of the Father to make intercession for me and you. Amen. All for His glory. Praise the Lord. And we can see it. So what happens? We build on that foundation. It becomes more solid foundation, a growing foundation, praise God. You notice there's some full-grown believers coming off that foundation. Amen. I mean, they're full grown, they're trusting the Lord, they're living for God, they're praising His name. No matter what happens, amen, they're just saying glory to God. Amen. Bad things coming, but glory to God, this is as bad as it can get. It's better over home. Amen. And we get the molly grubs is gone, and we get the praise in the Lord, giving Him glory for all that He does. Amen. What are you saying? He's saying that we need to be established. Amen. Established upon that foundation. Now that word's used, I got to looking that up today, this morning. It's used 9 or 10 times in the New Testament. Now the first time it's used is in Luke chapter 22 and verse 32. And it's when the Lord was talking to Peter, and He had told Peter, He said, Satan does desire you to sift you as wheat. Amen. To run you through the sieve. And He says this, And Lord says to him, He said, when thou art converted, here's the word, strengthen thy brethren. That's the same word that Paul uses here, establishing up. Build them up, praise God. Encourage them up. Let no corrupt communication proceed out of your mouth, but that's good for the use of glorifying. Amen. That might minister grace to the hearer. Amen. Glory be to God. Hey, we ought to learn that. We ought to beat that in our head. Put it in every bathroom, every wall. Pray God on the refrigerator. Amen. And let that sink in and become who we are. Amen. And say, God be to God be the glory. Amen. That's who we're going to become. Strengthening each other. He said, when you convert, he said, when you get your life straightened out, you get turned around, praise God. And he said, you will, because Peter, I'm praying for you. Amen. Amen. He said, when you get turned around, going right direction, praise God, strengthen, amen, establish those that's trying to go with you. Amen. Give them something firm to build on. Amen. Be steadfast in what you do. Be steadfast in what you believe. Amen. Praise God. When Peter was converted, when he turned around, praise God, he was done right. Amen. When he went, he said, I go a fishing. He went fishing. The other boys went with him. See what happens a lot of times when we go off fishing because we get discouraged. We go off fishing. If we ain't careful, we'll take a whole load with us. Amen. They'll say, well, if they quit and give up, I might as well too, because they're a whole lot more spiritual than I am. And if they got discouraged, amen, hey, ain't no use me trying to hold out and hold on. Amen. And so what they did, they went off with him, and they was out there in the boat, and they said they had fished all night and not caught a thing. Jesus come up on the shore. You know the story. John 21, come up to the shore, and he said, hey, fellas, have you any meat? And they said, who's that fellow over on the shore? That black boy sounds familiar. No, John, that one who loved him, laid his head on his breast, heard the heartbeat of God. He said, Peter, you know who that is? He said, that's the Lord. Amen. Said Peter grabbed up his fisherman's coat, girded it about him because he was naked. See, he was down into his long handles. Amen. He's out there fishing. And praise God, he pulled his coat, jumped in that water and started swimming for shore. Amen. When he got there, praise God, the Lord there was waiting, had fish on, had the fire built, had breakfast ready to be served. Praise God. He said, why? Because he said, Peter said, when you're strengthened, praise God, after that, Peter was strengthened that he might strengthen someone else. Amen. He was on that firm foundation. Praise God. He began to build. It also tells us in Revelation chapter 3, verse 2, remember he's talking to the church at Sardis? And he says, be watchful and strengthen the things which remain that are ready to die. He said, here's what he said. He said, you need to establish those things. Establish them. He said, you need to fix them, to make them steadfast. Amen. To confirm them. He said, they're ready to die and they're ready to slip away. But praise God, we don't want to let it slip away. We want everything. We want to be steadfast and unmovable in the Lord. Amen. Now, I don't care what the world does. It's going to keep going back and forth, shifting left to right. They was talking about today on the news. Said, they just didn't understand how we kept just trying to go back further and further to the right. Now, that's a no-brainer to me because I think we're supposed to try to do right. Amen. But they're trying to go further and further to the left. Amen. As a fellow even said this evening, said, they didn't understand it, our new president. Said, since he was sworn into office, seems like he's been further right than he ever was. I said, glory be to God. Maybe Brother Pence is having an effect. Amen. Praise God. He's going to, hey man, he's trying to do right. He ought to, praise God, we ought to be praying. God help him to do right. Amen. God, we ought to pray for all. Said we're supposed to pray for all the authority, our leaders, our rulers, our authority. Amen. God help them to do right. To be established in what's right. Amen. They said we need to watch and strengthen the things that remain. They're ready to die. They're ready to go away. There's a lot of things that's trying to go the wrong way. But praise God, we need to go back and strengthen that right way. That way that Jeremiah said is a good way. The old path, and walk in it because it's good. Amen. It'll help us. It'll grow us. Praise God. It'll establish us upon the truth of God. That foundation, more than just a foundation, praise God. It's something that the Lord is building. Let me just give you some scripture tonight. About five or six places right quickly, and we'll go to the house. 1 Peter chapter 5. 1 Peter chapter 5 and verse 10. The Bible says, but the God of all grace, who hath called us unto His eternal glory by Christ Jesus, after that ye have suffered a while. Now notice there's a limit on the suffering. I like that part. Just a little while. After you've suffered a while, make you perfect. Amen. That's what God says. He's got you on the potter's wheel and He's justing you. Getting all them rough spots off of you. Amen. He said He'd make you perfect. Here it is. Establish. Amen. In other words, place you there and let you build upon you the things of God. Strengthen. Amen. Now here you have the words together. Establish and strengthen. In other words, praise God, said He's going to put you upon that firm foundation. But it's more than that. He's going to give you strength on the foundation. Amen. Strength to come on, to keep on going for God's glory from the foundation. And said He'll settle you, amen. He'll give you that perfect peace, that perfect confidence, amen, that where you're at, where He puts you, praise God, He can keep you. Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. So He establishes us upon His Word. Glory to God. And in 2 Peter chapter 1, 2 Peter chapter 1, verse 11, 2 Peter chapter 1, verse 11. Well, let's go back to verse 10. He said, wherefore, the rather, brethren, giving diligence to make your calling and election sure. Amen. For if you do these things, you shall never fall. He said, if we make our call and election sure, know that, praise God, the Holy Ghost of God speaking to us. He called us, amen. And praise God, we realized we were sinners. We fell on our face. Asked God to forgive us, amen. Accepted the blood atonement of Lord Jesus Christ, His death, burial, and His resurrection, and come out of there with victory. Yeah, amen. Amen. That's making you call and an election sure. Amen. Knowing it's not just some emotion that you had, praise God, but it was an experience with the Lord. Verse 11 says, For so an entrance shall be ministered unto you abundantly into the everlasting kingdom of our God and Savior, Jesus Christ. In other words, praise God, He said, one day, in a little while, we're going to be where He is. See, we can't bring Him. He said, Romans, He said, we can't get Him. We can't bring Him down to where we're at. But we can go be with Him where He is. Amen? We've got a blessed hope in Christ. Wherefore, I will not be negligent to put you always in remembrance of these things. Though we know them and be established, there it is, in the present truth. He said, praise God, we take what we know, praise the Lord, and said we build upon that truth. See, that's what Christianity's about, amen. That's what the Word of God is about. It's about taking what we know and building upon the truth. Paul says that, he said, Peter says that's what we're doing, praise God. We make our call and election sure, and we know we've got an interest, praise God. We got a way made to get to the Lord Jesus Christ because He's already come to where we are, and amen, He's going to establish us and in the right path, in the right way. Amen. Praise the Lord. Bless His holy name. And then in James chapter 5, you say, well, preacher, it's just so hard to do it. I know, but James tells us just be patient. It'll be all right. Amen. I know you say, preacher, this is so hard, but it ain't. We got to just be patient, wait upon the Lord. James chapter 5, verse 7. He said, be patient therefore, brethren, unto the coming of the Lord. Behold, the husbandman waiteth for the precious fruit of the earth and hath long patience for it until he received the early and the latter rain. So what he's telling us here, James is telling us, and it is in the final part of his ministry, he said, hey, just be patient and wait upon the Lord, just like a farmer does for his crop. That early rain and the later rain, praise God, till that crop is produced. He said, just continue to be patient, waiting upon the Lord. Amen. But that farmer, it don't mean he just goes, sits at the house and hopes everything comes out okay. Amen. Right? He's tending to his crops. He's doing his job. He's staying productive while he's waiting. Be patient, therefore, means to patiently wait like a waiter on a table. Amen. Busy while you're waiting for the Lord to come. And he goes, verse 8, he says, but be ye also patient. Establish your hearts, for the coming of the Lord draweth nigh. He said, just be patient. Just keep waiting. Amen. Wait with anticipation. Amen. That blessed hope, because that faith with expectation, because Jesus is coming. Just be patient. Amen. Delivery will come. Praise God. Because He promised that it would. Bless His holy name. Ain't you glad? Ain't you glad God's promised us deliverance? At one day in a little while, praise God, He establishes us upon a foundation. Amen. He's making it sure and stable. It's fixed. It don't shift and move. Praise God, it's always stable. So when we get in a mess, we can always go back and say, Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. Because we know He's steadfast and unmovable. Amen. Praise God. Bless His name. Amen. And then we go to 1 Thessalonians chapter 1, or chapter 3. 1 Thessalonians chapter 3. 1 Thessalonians chapter 3 and verse 2. Well, let's just go back to verse 1. 1 Thessalonians chapter 3 and verse 1. He said, wherefore, when we could no longer forbear, we thought it good to be left at Athens alone, and sent Timotheus, our brother, and minister of God, and our fellow laborer in the gospel of Christ. Now, there's the gospel. Amen. Paul said, but we got to move on past the gospel. The death, burial, and the resurrection, Lord Jesus Christ and Him crucified. Amen. He said, fellow laborer in the gospel of Christ to establish you and to comfort you concerning your faith. Amen. So we come to a place of salvation. He said, once you come to that place of receiving the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ, that's what the gospel is. The death, burial, and the resurrection of the Lord Jesus Christ. He said, once we've come to that, praise God, He said, then we've got to establish them. We've got to establish, we've got to fix them, we've got to build upon that we've given them. Amen. So that they get stronger. See, what's happening in the world today, we're building churches, getting people to make a profession, but we're never coming along and establishing them. Amen. We started back last October. Lord laid on my heart to teach on Christ in His teenage years. And I thought, well, I looked through it and I thought we'd have like 5 or 6 weeks. We'd cover this and give them an idea about the Lord Jesus Christ in His teenage years. Started the first Sunday in October, and we just finished it the Sunday before last. It's not this past Sunday. We didn't have church. Sunday before last, we just got through that. So we went from October to up into March before we got done. What we thought would just take a little spell. Amen. And we got told that they still saw so much more that we need to know to be established. Amen. As young Christians coming along. See what we do? If we don't establish somebody, make them secure in their faith, praise God, some will come along and take them away. Amen. Kind of like the old saying, you get them in with a hot dog, somebody will come along with a hamburger and take them out. Amen. That's how it works. But if we establish it upon the foundation of Lord Jesus Christ, help them realize that that's the most important part. They can build upon that and be satisfied. Amen? Praise the Lord. He said, to comfort you concerning your faith. But now look at verse 12. He said, and the Lord make you to increase and abound in love one toward another and toward all men, even as we do toward you. To the end, now watch this, to the end He may establish your hearts unblameable in holiness before God, even our Father, at the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ with all His saints. Amen. He said He'll establish, He'll build you upon that foundation. Amen. He said it's more than a foundation, praise God. He said it's a growing place. I believe foundation of the Lord Jesus Christ is a fertile place. Amen. It's a place where God will establish you and help you to grow. Praise God for His glory. Look at 2 Thessalonians chapter 2. 2 Thessalonians chapter 2 and verse 16. He says, now our Lord, now He's speaking here of growing into the point that we have a testimony. Let that sink in a minute. Did you hear what I said? Growing to the place where we have a testimony. Something to testify about. Amen. Because while we're on the foundation, amen. Now, we had a whole lot to brag about when we were not on the foundation, when we were running with the world. But now that we're on the foundation, we should have something to brag about, to testify, to praise God for. Amen. Look at verse 16. He said, "Now our Lord Jesus Christ Himself and God, even our Father, which hath loved us and hath given us everlasting consolation and good hope through grace." Amen. "For by grace are you saved through faith. And it not of yourself, it's a gift of God." He said, God loved us enough that He sent His grace, amen, that we might be saved through faith. Amen. He said, and the Holy Spirit of God right here is real explicit about this. He said, "Now our Lord Jesus Christ Himself, not some other." Amen. I want to say He's the only way to get in. He's the one that paid the price of sin. And God, even our Father, which hath loved us and given us everlasting consolation and good hope through grace, comfort your hearts, and watch this, and establish you in every good word and work. Amen. So here he says, as we're building on this foundation, said more than just a foundation, we're building on it, praise God, to the point that we got a testimony. And the Lord helps us in every good word and work, praise God, to do that that's pleasing to Him. So can you see the growth process here as we're growing in this? Praise the Lord. 2 Thessalonians chapter 3, verse 3. He said, "But the Lord is faithful, who shall establish you." Now here's the end result. "And keep you from evil." So he brings it all the way around, full circle. And he says, not only will the Lord is faithful. In other words, the Lord's the one that's going to save us. The Lord's going to keep us. Amen. You know, it blows my mind. People say, well, you got to do this, you got to do this, you got to do this to be saved. No, you got to accept the Lord Jesus Christ, death, burial, and resurrection to be saved. Believe on the Lord. Trust in, rely on, and hear to what He says. Amen. And then you get saved, and then the Lord keeps you. If I'm trying to keep me, I won't make it till dark. Amen. But I'm trusting the Lord to keep me. Amen. He saved me. I didn't save me. He did. Amen. And He said that the Father's given, He's not lost any. Amen. So I'm saved, and I'm going to be saved. You say, well, preacher, what if you rebel and go against God tomorrow? He may kill me the day after. He'll chasten me. He'll try His best to bring me back. He'll try to love me in. Amen. Amen. And if I don't come back, He'll take me out. I've seen it many, many times. But praise God, God loves me and He's there to help me. Praise God. He said, the Lord is faithful and shall establish you and keep you from evil. In other words, He'll establish you. He'll help you to build on that foundation, amen, and make you what He wants you to be. And He'll keep you from the evil one, amen, that he won't have such an advantage over you. Praise God. He put a hedge about you. Amen. We was talking in the prayer room. The devil comes along, and if you're a child of God, and if you've been doing good for the Lord, it ain't going to be long before the old devil will show up at your house. He'll be a knocking on the door trying to get in. Amen. What you got to do is, like Steve Clemens said, he got saved, and for a long time, amen, for a while the devil was giving him a fit. He said, it seemed like every day the devil come a knocking on the door. He said, after a little while, he said, I got tired of that. I let Jesus answer it. Amen. So it made all the difference in the world, praise God. Because he said He's faithful, amen, that He's going to keep us and keep us from the evil one. Amen. And I told fellas downstairs, amen, the devil's not omnipresent. He can't be in your house all the time. If he's a devilish influence in your house all the time, amen, then you got a problem. Because the devil ain't there all the time. He's not omnipresent. Amen. He just hits and side. He'll sideswipe you, praise God, and go on. Amen. But if we ain't careful, we'll let Him camp out. We'll take what little old bunch of junk He strode at us, amen, and we'll let Him get us discouraged with it. Preached over nursing home Sunday on how He'll discourage you. Amen. You get to looking through the discouragement at God, amen, you'll get defeated. But when you get to looking at God, looking through God at discouragement, praise God, you can shout the praises. Amen. Just need to keep God and focus a foundation, amen. It's more than a foundation. It's something to build upon. But we got to realize our foundation. What is it? That's the authority of God's Word. Of what God has told us because He loved us. And through faith alone, nothing else. through faith alone. Just trust the Lord. Believing, He tells us that He loves us and He'll take care of us. He'll help us. He'll deliver us. He'll keep us safe. He'll give us joy. Amen. You say, preacher, I'd like to have a little happiness. Well, get joy. And happiness is one of the fringe benefits. Amen. Our joy is in the Lord. And when we get joy in the Lord and our heart, praise God, we get happiness and satisfaction. All those other things are just fringe benefits of the joy that we have in the Lord. Amen. I got to thinking about this. If we could get our view fixed right, what Paul's a tell us here, what Peter's a tell us here, praise God, is if we get our view fixed right, realize that God is the giver of our satisfaction. He offers that foundation, praise God, and offers to help us build upon it. So God is the giver. Christ is the means, praise God, that we have of a foundation. The Holy Spirit is that representation or that presentation of the foundation. Amen. And the believer is just a receiver. Amen. He's just the one that gets the benefits, praise God, of all that God's doing for us. Amen. Well, you ought to take that to the house, just shout all night long. Amen. That God made everything possible for me and you, for the believer to be the receiver of all His grace and mercy and His magnificent love that had for us. See, it's a whole lot more than a foundation. Amen. It's a place of elevation, a place where we're lifted up, praise God, far above all this peddly stuff of the world. Paul said everything that he went through. I mean, he was stoned, drug outside, thrown out of the city, left for dead. They said, well, Paul, what do you think about it? Well, he said, fellas, let me tell you like yes. He said, these light afflictions won't even compare to the glory I'm going to behold. Amen. Praise the Lord. They said he was a pretty sad-looking fella. He had a disease. He couldn't see good. Luke pretty much went with him. The physician went with him about everywhere he went. Had Emmauses that would write the words of God down for him because he couldn't see. He told the Corinthians, he said, see how large a letter I've written in my own hand, praise God, because he couldn't see well. But praise God, he kept on for God. Amen. What was he doing, preacher? He realized that Jesus Christ was more than a foundation. He was a place to be lifted up on, to excel on, amen, to cruise on for the glory of God, amen. Praise God. That's what he is for us tonight too, folks. He's more than a foundation. He's that place, praise God, of elevation, amen. And he's the one that's doing the lifting. He's the one that's bringing us up. All the Lord says we got to do is just trust Him in faith, believe. Amen.